Welcome to PharmaTalk Radio. I'm Mark Scherzer. In this podcast, I'll give you a five-minute rundown of what you can expect at the 8th Annual Mobile and Clinical Trials Conference. To begin with, Mobile will be going live and in person and will require that all attendees be vaccinated. We will also live stream the event for those who wish to attend virtually. The conference will take place on September 27th at the Westin Boston Seaport District Hotel. So, Mobile and Clinical Trials is the meeting place for digital R&D operations leaders who are seeking solutions to apply mobile digital tools in clinical research. We bring forward the latest case studies from pharma and present fresh ideas to advance fit-for-purpose adoption and scale of remote digital solutions. Our program is packed with dynamic sessions to promote peer-to-peer learning and networking, and I'm pleased to announce that Donald Jones, a globally recognized leader in digital medicine, will kick things off in a fireside chat on the topic of digital trends in health impacting clinical research. He'll be joined by Jennifer Goldsack, Chief Executive Officer at Dyme. I'm also pleased to announce that Dan Carlin, CMO of MindMed, will co-chair the event once again alongside Michelle Shogren, who is Senior Director of Innovation, Pharma R&D, Clinical Operations at Bayer. We have more than 10 pharma companies reporting on the latest innovations and trends in digital research, beginning with a Pfizer-led panel on leveraging multimodal sensors for more precise and clinically meaningful endpoints. The discussion will feature the latest examples of multimodal sensor integration from the field and impart lessons learned. Attendees will then have their choice of two case studies highlighting fit-for-purpose digital tech in clinical research. Renaul Alage of Regeneron will present a study on gait assessment in patients with osteoarthritis of the knee, and Carrie Northcott of Pfizer will share learnings in a novel pediatric study in atopic dermatitis. Then, for the first time at Mobile, we'll hear directly from two patients who will share their experiences in digital studies and provide their perspectives on how best to design trials that include connected devices. This will be followed by a Takeda-led panel discussion on best practices in designing digital trials to improve the patient experience. The annual Live Tech Demo session will follow, where we'll feature five-minute presentations from different technology companies that are providing solutions to advance clinical trials for the benefit of patients. After lunch, Thomas Switzer of Genentech will take to the stage to discuss the ways early introduction of digital technology can help support studies, followed by a presentation by Jennifer Goldsack of Dyme on their new toolkit for operationalizing digital data collection to help ClinOps teams make better decisions faster. We'll then have two track choices. Track one will be a panel discussion on developing a foundation for working with connected devices in clinical research, moderated by Michelle Shogren. And track two will provide an opportunity for advanced questions with keynote Donald Jones for the more experienced digital executive. Following that will be two more track choices. One will delve into the way Bayer test drives digital technology to reduce barriers to adoption, and the other will focus on Janssen's cutting-edge work using voice interface technology to allow patients to interact verbally with digital devices. Josh Kozman of AbbVie will lead a discussion on getting digital biomarkers across the finish line with panelists from Pfizer, University College London, and the FDA, followed by a panel discussion on scaling remote blood collection to dramatically reduce the burden to patients. This discussion will be led by Tony Fontana of Eli Lilly and will include panelists from Merck, UC Health, the FDA, and Tasso, winners of the 2019 DPharm Idol Disrupt. Next, Aman Thukral of AbbVie will present a detailed framework for operationalizing a BYOD study with solutions for data challenges. And finally, Gail Wittenberg of Janssen will present solutions for moving toward a big tech data model to improve statistical power in small trials. We will also feature companies including Thread, Philips North America, Current Health, Datacubed Health, Halloran Consulting Group, Key Elements, and others. The Mobile and Clinical Trials venue has the option for an outdoor pavilion for meals and networking. And although Boston City guidelines are not currently requiring masks to be worn indoors, attendees are free to do so. We still encourage a no-handshake culture. And again, all attendees must be vaccinated, and we will require proof to be uploaded in a link we will provide. It's vital we collectively demonstrate responsible conferencing as we transition back to face-to-face meetings. There will be continued updates on the agenda. For more information, visit theconferenceforum.org. Again, that's theconferenceforum.org. And for getting to the end of the podcast, use our 10% discount code when registering, and that code is TEML. Again, TEML. Thanks, everyone, and we look forward to seeing you at Mobile.